This week on The Marquee, we've got a magical caper and two Smiths for the price of one. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, the Smiths, Will and Jaden, are marooned on a hostile world that is inhospitable for humans in After Earth. Directed by M. Night Shyamalan, we can only assume that there will be a wild twist, like they're all dead, they're superheroes, the plants can kill people, or the Earth isn't the Earth after all, but is actually something like a giant's marble.
Well, you'll find a twist or two, and plenty of movie magic, in Now You See Me. The film's massive ensemble cast features Mark Ruffalo as an FBI agent who's been assigned to track down a quartet of magicians known as the Four Horsemen after they managed to rob a Parisian bank during a performance. It's far from the smart caper that I'd hoped for, but if you're willing to suspend disbelief, you'll still be able to enjoy this amusing adventure.
Also opening in Columbus, Greta Gerwig stars in the indie comedy Frances Ha. Frances, a young New Yorker, struggles with apartment living, her non-existent career as a dancer, and BFF problems while trying to make the best of the situation she's in.
Opening at the Gateway, the indie drama I Do takes an emotional roller coaster ride with a gay Brit who chooses to marry his lesbian friend in order to continue living in the States.
Opening at the Drexel, Kon-Tiki examines the mid-20th century explorer Thor Heyerdahl's 4,300-mile journey across the Pacific to prove South Americans could have settled in Polynesia before the Colombians did.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Now You See Me. It isn't a great movie, but the cast makes it worth a look. Really, it's a lot like sitting through a magic show. If you don't spend too much time picking at its flaws, you can get caught up in the illusion.
Since After Earth and Now You See Me represent what my cinematic hell would look like, I'm going to recommend checking out some of May's better releases, including Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into Darkness, and Fast and Furious 6, all of which don't have Woody Harrelson in an awful hat.
Or if you're not in the mood for magical do-gooders or dubious twists, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Dark Skies. Kerry Russell stars in this haunting thriller about a suburban family whose lives are disrupted by a mysterious force. Is it a ghost, an alien, or something else entirely? Well, you'll just have to rent it and find out.
In the World War II drama Lore, a young Jewish woman must lead her young siblings across Europe to a refugee camp while depending on the kindness of others, including a man who has been raised to hate her entire religion.
In The Numbers Station, John Cusack stars as a troubled Black Ops agent who's given a simple assignment, protecting a young woman in a remote location. But after they're attacked, the mission suddenly becomes a lot more complicated. The film was given just a small theatrical release, which is never a good sign. But for Cusack's fans, it could be worth checking out.
If this week's one major release doesn't wow you, there's a large list of catalog titles that may do the trick, including Elizabeth Taylor's Cleopatra, the unfortunate Brendan Fraser-Elizabeth Hurley remake of Bedazzled, the Whoopi Goldberg classic Jumpin' Jack Flash, Michael Douglas in the Star Chamber, more Brendan Fraser along with Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi in Airheads, and Richard Linklater's disastrous The Newton Boys.
What do I choose for my pick this week? The classic drama of Liz Taylor's Cleopatra? Or Brendan Fraser, Adam Sandler, and Steve Buscemi in the craptastic caper comedy Airheads? Well, I'll let you take your pick.
Just because I love making Jumpin' Jack Flash jokes every time I see Whoopi Goldberg, that will be my last resort pick. Truth be told, though, it's actually a pretty funny movie.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Aging Interns and a Legalized Crime Spree. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
I didn't know that's what happens when you put X-lax in tea.